Okay, we're on.
We're on?
Yeah.
At what point do you guys think we develop the confidence and our ability to connect the microphones to a laptop that we don't have to do a test recording right before we actually start recording?
I wouldn't do one. You want to do one, so we do one.
It's just, you know,
I think give it a year, maybe.
It's been a year
from now.
It's been a year.
From now.
We don't need to do it. It's so pointless.
It's a psychological thing, man.
At this point, it's a psychological thing because all the microphone issues we had in the beginning.
Yeah.
Right? It's just...
Yeah, but you need to move past it.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah. You don't want to have like the best recording ever in the history of this podcast and find out at the end, microphones didn't pick anything up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'd be able to see it on the screen. Like, you could see the volume levels.
All right, fine.
What if it's just static, okay?
Yeah.
Shut up, man.
We're recording a little bit later than our usual time, so this one is a little bit cranky.
Yeah, I want to go to sleep.
Well, who told you to sit down downstairs for 2 hours and yap away?
I was yapping.
Yappity yap. Sometimes it's good to yap, though. You get stuff off your heart.
She wasn't doing that, though.
You get new ideas, talking points, discussions, politics. Geopolitics.
Did you learn anything about geopolitics in your discussion with your mother?
No.
Okay.
I did.
What did you learn?
I learned that the retirement age should be increased or like maybe do like a gradual thing where like you work 4 days and 3 days and 2 days and then eventually like you ease into retirement. That's what I learned.
It's not geopolitical, but thank you for sharing that information. How has everybody been? How was your weekend so far? Bindi, we'll begin with you.
It was okay.
Very well. Roger?
It was going to be better. It was going to be nice. You know, the parents were going to go like to like near Orangeville, right? And have the house to ourselves, you know.
What exactly were you going to do with the absence of your parents that you don't do in their presence?
Let loose, you know, maybe.
What does letting loose look like for one Rajveer Singh?
You know, maybe put like Family Guy on the TV.
Oh, wow.
Don't you do that anyways?
Not in front of dad. So.
But don't you just watch it in your room?
Yeah, but there's some...
But like putting it on the big screen in the family room without consequences, that's a huge step.
Yeah.
Why don't you watch it in front of your dad?
You know,
we got in trouble once for watching American Dad. So.
What came up?
It's like a woman giving birth to a giraffe.
Yeah. Your dad got offended by that?
Yeah.
That's unnatural.
You know, he's like a more fan of like, you know, not stuff in English.
What?
He's more a fan of like Punjabi stuff.
Oh, not stuff in English. Stuff that's not in English.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of stuff that's not in English, the Chamkila movie.
It's not Punjabi either.
It's not Punjabi either. Which I was thinking about this today when I was in the shower.
Yeah.
As one does. You know,
makes sense.
Yeah.
Engages in these deep, profound thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was a Punjabi movie, I don't think it would have been as good.
There's already a Punjabi Chamkila movie, so...
Well, it wasn't as good, was it?
Well, my mom thought it was better.
Of course, brand moms think everything on Indian television is just top class.
I mean, yeah, they haven't experienced anything better, so...
Have you seen it, though? No, not the Punjabi one, the one on Netflix.
First, like, 10 minutes.
Why did you stop?
Okay, man, this is the most awkward moment of my life, okay?
That was the most awkward moment in your life?
Yeah, that was.
Okay.
So that's not a separate topic. We can sneak this one in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, so my dad comes home from work, you know, tired as a man is after he worked that many hours. He's like, yo, I heard on the radio the Chamkila movie is out now, right? He's like, yo, let's put it on, right?
I like how your dad says, yo. Go on.
Yeah, so my mom goes to sleep, right? So it's time to kick loose. He's like, put it on. So I go on Netflix, I search up Chamkila's right there, click on that. First 5 moments until she got like shot in the head, like he was married to that woman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. First 5 moments until she gets shot in the head.
Spoiler alert for...
Okay.
No,
spoiler alert for people who don't know.
No shit.
I'm sure everyone knows that.
I wasn't expecting... So when we started watching... I was expecting that, well, obviously, as one would.
Yeah.
I was expecting that to happen at the end.
Yeah, like chronologically.
I didn't think that they would show that in the beginning. And then, you know.
Well, it's not like they're giving anything away. Everyone knows what happens.
No, hold on. I'm just saying my reaction. And then I had a feeling like they were going to get shot there because they got shot at a wedding.
Yeah.
But when she got shot in the head, it made me jump a little. It was like a fucking like a thriller movie.
She got shot in the head, and that's when the uneasiness for me started a little bit. You know, my dad doesn't like violence either. He's like, you know, why are these guys shooting guns? You know, don't. Right? He likes clean stuff. Yes. Treehouse level. Yes. Right? So it was like she got shot in the head. I was stared at his reaction. No reaction. I'm like, okay, maybe that's fine to watch.
But didn't he enjoy Animal?
Yeah. But he didn't. He said that
you... Man of contradictions.
He didn't enjoy Animal. He's like, they fired more guns than like in the world wars. So he doesn't like violence.
Okay, go on.
He doesn't like... it's not that he doesn't like violence. He doesn't like the promotion of violence. He thinks things should be clean. He thinks
violence should be a private matter.
Exactly. Between the people who the violence like is between.
Domestic issues.
There you go. Okay. Don't get lawyers involved. Yeah.
Go on.
Then the bloody bodies are there, right? Yeah. I'm still watching. I'm trying to be like, yo, can I even look at it? Looking on my phone a little bit. No reaction. It's fine, right? Then the part comes up. What do you call that? Like the transition part, right? When they're transitioning to the past. And there's like a kid. I'm assuming that's him, right? And he's like watching like... a girl and a guy come out of the washroom, and then like the little little cartoon thing pops up. He's looking at a girl like showering.
Yeah.
That's when things like got off the rails a little bit. I was a little concerned. I'm like, what is this? I don't want to be a part of this. So I looked at him, still a straight face. He has straight face. I'm like, you know, let us watch.
Well, couldn't make eye contact with you at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
He put on glasses after.
Oh, damn.
That's how intense it got.
Like eyeglasses? Like
yeah, yeah.
To watch the movie. I've never seen him take out glasses like that.
I thought you were going to say, like, sunglasses so you couldn't see his. Couldn't make eye contact with each other. This one here.
Yeah.
She's like, do you want to watch the Jim Keelan movie with your parents?
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
I didn't think it was going to be like inappropriate or anything. You
clearly
like,
haven't heard his songs.
Well, stop his things.
Well, his songs are inappropriate, but I thought like the whole story was going to be like okay to watch.
I had the presence of mind to say no.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Then we started watching it in English at first because apparently that's an option.
It threw me off.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is this in English?
Yeah.
Jim Keelan, I don't think he spoke English. I mean, why is this
of
in
course
English?
Not.
Right? And it was just, I don't know why Netflix's default was English dubbed, but and then we switched to Hindi.
Yeah, so it was not a fun time for me. I just came upstairs. I just left. Right? And then I told my mom, I'm like, yo, this transpired yesterday. She's like, you know, screw him. What is he watching alone after on a work day after kicking back? What is he doing? What is he relaxing? Then she's like, let me watch it too. Then I put it on for her. I put on like the first 5 minutes, right? She watches like, yeah, they're not the bite of Keela, but yes.
And now they're both downstairs watching it together.
Yeah.
So. We watched about half of it.
Right? Yeah, about.
Because we just got tired and want to go to sleep. But we liked it.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I thought it was well made.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I found funny was the subtitles.
Oh, what were they?
What were they? So, in one of his songs, the lyrics are "Teri hikate malai," right?
Yeah.
Hik meaning like, you know, like if I was doing subtitles, I would say chest. That's a literal translation.
Yeah.
But whoever did the subtitles for this, the word they used for hik was boobs.
Oh, yeah.
So on the screen it says boobs.
Yeah.
It said your boobs are creamy.
Dubbed by like a teenager,
probably.
You got like a teenager in a sweatshop.
Oh man! And then there was another one. The Punjabi line is, I think, "Do milna to wasi purja pashan lida." Like I can like, and the transition was, I can sniff out girls from 2 miles away, and like, and after that it was like, I'm into hot chicks.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But if you remove the subtitles, good movie.
Yeah.
Well made.
Mm. It's got to be weird to watch like Bindu speaking like Hindi. Look at that. Does that like work in your brain?
Well, when you watch like, it? When you see bug guys speaking Hindi, I find that weird.
I don't find it weird. Mm. No, I don't find it weird.
No, like if every character was like a papa, then maybe.
Yeah.
But like you know, like the Binduist of dudes.
Yeah. the thing is, the person who is producing it and I think wrote it, mm-hmm. Imtiaz Ali, he's a Bollywood guy, right? He's not from the Punjabi industry.
Yeah.
You can't make, he's not going to make a Punjabi movie.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. This is made for Bollywood, for the Hindi audience. That Punjabi movie isn't going to do as well. They could have done the same movie in Punjabi, but it would have had a smaller audience.
Yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
For that reason, they had to do it in Hindi, because this way, for one thing, it's opening up the rest of the world to Punjab,
mm-hmm.
to Punjabi music, and not in the...
Do you really want to open up people to like Chamkila type of music though? Like if you're going to introduce them to Punjabi music?
So, okay, this is what I thought was a little bit weird, because if you look at the subtitles, it makes them look like a perv.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
right? Like boobs and hot chicks and shit, right? So that I thought was a little bit like, you could have done the subtitles in a bit more of a tasteful way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, his songs are kind of vulgar, but how you make that more tasteful, it's a bit of a challenge. But like, I'm into hot chicks, boobs and milk. Not milk, your boobs are creamy, right?
Yeah.
Right? So like, for the uninitiated, reading that kind of stuff, it kind of makes it a bit corny.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to my cousin about this today, Sunny, and he said getting an insight into Punjabi music the way it was back then, and by no means was he a representation of all Punjabi music, because the vast majority of Punjabi music is clean.
Yeah, yeah.
But just like the beats, the rhythms, the melodies, the singing styles, the vocals, getting exposed to that kind of stuff versus the bang bang dishoom dishoom of today's gangster Punjabi music,
yeah.
Right? It's opening up people to that.
Yeah, like the folk side of things.
Exactly.
Like the Ranjit Baba side.
No, whatever. Right? So I think that is a positive. The rest of the world is being exposed to that.
Yeah. Could you have done like a different dude though? Like,
instead of Diljit?
No, instead of Chamkila though. Like,
but no one's as big as him.
That's right. He is the biggest draw. Like,
that, yeah, he's the big draw. What are you gonna do, Gurdas Mann?
No,
what's his controversy?
That's true. He never died.
He said some shit a couple years ago.
And yeah, everybody hated his ass. I think eventually Diljit probably gets a movie on his life once he's all like retired and said it. No,
I don't think so.
Really?
No, you gotta die to get a movie.
You gotta get shot. Maybe I'll get a biography. No,
like a written biography. Or like a...
Oh, like a documentary?
Yeah.
A documentary, probably.
But Punjabi people don't do documentaries. It had to be like an outside, like an English crew or something.
Which is fine.
Like, would they really go...
Listen, you are a successful artist.
Yeah.
Right? You want to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
Do you want, like, proper... And you want to be exposed to the rest of the world. Do you want a Punjabi crew doing a documentary on you? Or a Western crew?
A Western group, but the thing is, would a Western crew be interested in me?
If you have global appeal, yeah.
Yeah, like if you're popular enough. If they have awareness of you, then yeah, why not?
Is Diljit that big right now? I don't know if he's that big.
He's getting there.
He's almost there.
Mm-hmm. He's getting there. You know who's going to get a movie?
Who?
Guess.
Well, I know.
We're not going to say the name. We're not going to say the name.
It's implied.
It's implied. Yeah. We're not going to say the name.
He already has a movie though, doesn't he?
Like a Chamkila style movie?
I don't think he'll ever get that big of a movie though. Hindi people, I don't think they're gonna make a movie on him.
My dad said, "Oh, he has a new song today." I'm like, "Please don't talk to me about him."
It was corny. I found it corny. It wasn't his song. It was just it was like Sonny Malta song, but he had like a feature on it. That's
fucking stupid. I haven't listened to it. I'm not gonna listen to it unless
it's I heard a little bit of it. So
you sent it to me and I'm like, no. No.
It was an analysis of it.
Yeah, but no.
Oh. It was basically the guy explaining what the 410 McLaughlin and Steels are for people in India. Because that's what the song is about.
Oh, seriously?
It's called 410.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sonny's just, Sonny Malta's like, I'm on the 410, 410, something. I don't know. I'm not a fan of his stuff. Like, I don't find
who is?
Sidhu fans are probably a fan of it. I don't know. Even when Sidhu's music, he was like on it. I don't find the appeal of him.
But yeah, getting back to Chamkila.
Mm-hmm.
I work out to his music.
Yeah.
I'm so sick and tired of my like normal playlist. I listen to him.
You didn't listen to his Tharmic album?
No.
He has one?
Yeah. He was forced to make one.
Oh. He was forced to make one because they got mad at him for being vulgar.
Okay.
And he said, you got to stop this.
Yeah.
So he made a Tharmic.
Oh, wow.
It's a sick song too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad sings it all the time.
I'll play for you in the car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dad sings it all the time.
Man, it's a good song. So he was forced to kind of stray from his normal path.
Yeah.
And so
like to get the heat off him a little bit. Yeah. Exactly. Then he went back to him and then he got killed.
But the thing is, if you listen to other Punjabi songs from back in the day, not all of them, but like some of the big artists from back in the day, from his time, they had similar songs.
Yeah. I think it's the thing is he got so big to a point, right? Which is what they say. He got so big that it's like he's almost like a role model. He like sets the trend for the other singers, right?
Yeah.
And when you're that big, it's like kind of like with the dude who we're talking about who make a documentary. I feel like he started a lot of like the you know Punjabi song like I'll kill you, I'll do that, like that kind of stuff, right?
He's a reason why that guy was throwing up gang signs on the dance floor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? He's the reason why he got stabbed.
Well.
Maybe. I don't know about that.
Road rage.
Allegedly.
Road rage. Okay, road rage. But yeah, he's the reason why people are throwing up gang signs without knowing what they mean.
Yeah. So it probably had a similar effect back in the day. Like, Chamkila probably had a similar effect.
But the thing is, his music brought to the forefront what people actually were thinking in their minds and what they wanted.
Yeah.
That is true, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody's walking around horny and he's talking about it. People can relate.
But it's because of the culture in India, like, you don't openly talk about it. That's why he was so, like, disliked.
No, he, you know, the thing is, he was disliked and he was loved.
Yeah.
Yeah, very controversial.
Very controversial.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's almost kind of like, you know how you listen to, like, those black woman singers, like, you know, like Cardi B and that?
Yeah.
It's, like, it's kind of similar vibe, I guess.
But Cardi B's not getting death threats.
That's true.
She's not gonna make a gospel album just to take the heat off her because she made WAP.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Any other thoughts on this topic?
I got nothing.
You think?
Oh, sorry. How old do you think he was when he died?
35.
You know the answer.
I know the answer.
He's 27.
Holy!
Did not look 27.
Damn.
I was surprised about the whole.
If I had to guess, looking at his face, I would have thought he was like 40. He was 27.
I was surprised by the whole wedding thing that he was already married and then he got married again.
Part of the culture.
Mm.
The cheating part.
The cheating part.
But no, his thing was he had to marry her to save his duo. But speaking of the age at which he died, all the great ones go at that age. Tupac, Biggie, Jamkila. No.
Don't say that.
He, for me, is Lord Voldemort. He who must not be named.
Yeah.
You know how people in Harry Potter, they cringe when his name is mentioned?
Yeah.
That's me when people bring up his name. Sure. I have a physical reaction to his name.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you think if... He wasn't, Chamkila never got shot, right?
Yeah.
You think the industry, how do you think the Punjabi industry would be today? You think it would be more mainstream? Like,
He's not responsible for making Punjabi music mainstream, though.
No, but okay, let's say he doesn't get killed, right?
Yeah.
He goes to America.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he gets some, like, features or something with somebody in America. You think, you think he could have done that?
No.
No?
Not in those days.
No, in those
days. Features with who?
Was around during like the 80s or 90s?
No. Because it wasn't popular back then. It was very regional. No, okay, listen. Before this movie, people outside Punjab didn't know Chamkila.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's mostly the Punjabi people.
And he only became as big as he is now because he died.
That's true, yeah. Right? Fair point.
If you've been dead for, 35, 34 years and you're still the highest selling Punjabi artist, is it of all time?
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
I think so, yeah.
Your death has something to do with it.
Yeah, definitely. You think if he was today in like a digital age, he probably...
He wouldn't be as successful today.
Folk stuff doesn't sell anymore?
No, not that.
No?
No. He was successful back then because of the vulgarity of his songs.
Oh.
Because it was so shocking. That's more...
It's like an outlaw kind of thing.
Yeah. He who must not be named.
Yeah.
He was successful because he did something very different.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And I'll give him credit where credit's due. He was very successful. He was very successful and very good at what he did.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he was very different from everybody else. If Jamgila was around today, he wouldn't be that different.
Probably wouldn't get death threats either.
You wouldn't get death threats.
Yeah.
Diljit's talking about grinding with golden songs.
Yeah, nobody bats an eye.
Nobody bats an eye. Yo-Yo Honey Singh and fucking the other clown, Badshah.
The other clown.
His lyrics, fucking oh my god, I could write better lyrics. His lyrics, only time I give a fuck is when she wants it.
Yeah. His,
what does that mean? What does that mean?
You're right? So angry.
So no, he wouldn't get death threats today because idiots like him are successful.
Yeah.
He, I think, is the most useless and talentless person in Indian music right now. But he's getting a bag, so fucking good for him.
Yeah, I know.
Get that money, man. I don't like your music.
I'm not a fan of his music.
I don't like your music. Yeah. I think you're not talented, but if you're getting money, man, good for you.
Yeah.
Anything else to be added to this?
Are you a fan of more the modern stuff or you think the folk stuff will come back now with this movie? Like,
I don't like this new stuff. I'm more old school.
You think it'll revive the old school sort of tools and all that kind of stuff?
No, listen. I am a fan of modern beats and old school lyrics and old school vocals.
Yeah. There's the thing with modern vocals, you don't need to know how to sing. The machines really.
Yeah.
Was it AP or somebody made a thing did the Sutta Pyaunta?
Yeah. I need today's music with old school singers.
Do we have anybody who's sings like that anymore?
No.
You kind of have the only guy doing it.
Those guys aren't successful.
They're not. Yeah, they're not big. They're not big.
Look at Harbhajan Mann, right?
Yeah.
Huge. His son, he's not getting traction.
Yeah.
Because for one thing, his dad is a clean image.
Yeah.
So he can't go and talk about hoes and bang bang, right? Because it's going to fuck up his dad's legacy. So because of that, he's not getting traction.
I think it was probably Jazzy B who brought on the change, kind of almost, right? He was the first guy out of Punjab singing, right?
I don't know. England had a lot of groups.
Yeah, but is England that big though? It's probably
not anymore.
Probably there,
not
right?
Anymore.
Yeah.
Even there, I don't think they're as big anymore.
Oh.
He too was successful because he looked so different.
Yeah, he did look different.
Right? Music wise, vocally, other people were as good as him. But just because he looked like a walking billboard of absurdity.
It's you want to look away.
But you can't.
Yeah.
You want to, but you can't. And that worked for him.
So where do you see the industry going in five years from now, 10 years from now? You got any predictions of...
It's getting worse.
Getting worse?
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's getting worse too.
I think it'll become mainstream almost. You'll see brown singers and white singers as a commonality, a common thing eventually, it'll just be the thing.
Which is fine. For me, it's the content of the music.
Yeah, that's important.
That's a problem.
But Punjabi music is getting more awareness, how Karan Aujla won the Juno Award, right?
Some people were complaining about that.
Yeah.
They're he's not Canadian. Why is he getting an award?
Yeah.
He lives in Dubai now, so.
Yeah.
He's not
a citizen. Why is he getting a Juno Award?
Such haters. But I think that shows progress in Punjabi music. It's more awareness, it's more validation for Punjabi singers too. And acknowledgement of their work.
Yeah,
so,
no, makes sense. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. What's next?
Private jet washrooms, I think, was one of the two.
No, we'll get to that after.
Okay. We have alimony and prenups.
Oh yeah, we wanted to talk about this because you had that hypothetical scenario that you were talking to me about Do you remember?
Yeah. Okay. Alimony and prenups.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's go around the table and give our views on alimony and prenups.
Yep.
So everyone should have a prenup and no one should pay alimony. So you would just put that in your prenup and then you're fine.
I think prenup is important.
Okay.
Yeah. Alimony, I don't think, depends.
Okay. Why does it depend?
Like, let's say you have a business together.
Yeah.
And you get a divorce and then like one of the person takes the business, then they should be like entitled to pay like whatever like the person like committed to the business at one point. Sort of like buy them out of the business as a form of alimony.
That's a one-time payment though. Yeah. But alimony is payments in perpetuity.
Yeah, like if they can't afford to pay it in one payment, you just slowly pay them off in alimony. Okay. That's the only time I think alimony should be at the end.
My view, yeah. Prenups, mandatory.
Yeah.
Should be a must. Alimony, no. Because, okay, if you're splitting up, you're done.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of ideas as I'm talking.
I think what people don't realize about prenups, like they think, okay, it's dividing assets, right? Like you have your assets. If you got divorced, you keep your, like whatever. But what they don't realize is it's also the debt piece. So say if your partner had debt, you, when you get married, if you didn't have a prenup, that's not your debt. So if you got divorced tomorrow, you would still owe half of that debt, even though it's not yours. So in your prenup, you're writing out that like this person has this debt. So if you did get divorced, it's not going to come to you.
No, I agree with that. It's that, yeah, that should be in a prenup, right? Like yeah. Whatever you have before you get married, that's not up for splitting out if you get divorced.
Exactly, yeah.
So what if you actually marry someone with like a horrible like fucking spending habits? They just have like a huge mountain of debt. Then you're like,
well, you would hope that that information is made, is brought to your attention before you get married. Then you say no thanks. Red flag.
If you love the person too much,
then you're an idiot.
Yeah. Go love someone else.
Go love someone else. go love somebody who has, you know, better spending habits.
Yeah.
So I was going to say alimony should be a no-no.
Yeah.
And then I had an idea.
Okay.
Let's say the husband is a degenerate.
Yeah.
And he ends up cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
The wife files for divorce.
Yeah.
In the other case, and I think in this case, the husband is the breadwinner.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The other case, again, the husband is the breadwinner. The wife cheats.
Okay.
And the husband files for divorce.
Yeah.
So my thinking is, in the case where the wife cheats and the husband files for divorce, he should not be obligated to pay alimony. But because the wedding is dissolved because the husband cheated.
Yeah.
And fucked up the wife's life, then I think there should be a requirement for him to pay her for damages.
So you can actually put those clauses in your prenup. Mm-hmm. Like you would have to get a lawyer because that sounds like a more complex prenup, but you can lay that out.
Mm-hmm.
But then just keeping in mind, alimony is dependent on whoever makes more money giving.
Which is why I said the husband, this person is a breadwinner.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. Then it makes sense, yeah.
The thing that annoys me is when people ask for alimony or the judge makes the higher income earning spouse pay alimony, husband or wife.
Yeah.
When the other person says, I'm accustomed to this lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's stupid.
Like, was it 2.5 men where like, I forgot the guy's name, but like he just kept on paying alimony.
Hmm. Oh my God. Yeah. Alan.
Alan, his life was just ruined.
And then, until his ex-wife got married, right?
Yeah.
Then he had to, then he could stop. Yeah.
But if you look at it broadly, I don't think you should have to pay alimony. If you ignore the minute details and, you know.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense if you're.
If you're split, you're split. Like, you're why split, should you be responsible for the other person?
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Regardless of whoever's at fault. Right? Again, like I said, ignoring all the details.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. As a general thing.
I don't think it makes sense. Child support makes sense.
Child support, yeah, makes sense.
Because, yeah, even if you're like, oh, I've grown accustomed to this lifestyle, but if you separated, then like you got to change your lifestyle. Like, that's just what it is. Yeah. Yeah, it's annoying. And then, remember the story I was telling you? Should I tell that story?
You tell a story, I gotta go warm up my tea.
Okay. So someone, like, that I know, so she was married, I think, for, like, 2-3 years, right?
Yeah.
And then she was living with her in-laws, and then they had, like, some kind of, like, dispute over, like, her dog.
Yeah.
Because she had a dog, and they were, like, either, like, you can't keep the dog here. Like, you either you keep, like, get rid of the dog, or you have to leave. And then so she ended up...
Was it a big dog?
I don't know the size of the dog.
That's an important detail.
So then she started living with her parents for a bit. Her husband was still living at home. And then, like, I guess it just, like, they tried counseling and stuff, but the situation just got worse. And she's pregnant during this time, too.
Oh, damn.
So they actually decided to get separated. Then she, like, got her own place. She's living by herself. They're separated. The husband's still living with his own parents. She has the baby. And then I guess they're going to go through it with the divorce. And because she makes more money, she actually has to pay him alimony, even though she's, like, she has the child and she's taking care of it full time. And they had some kind of dispute over the child's name. Yeah. And now they're going to court.
Oh, my God.
Because of the child's name. Yeah, which is crazy.
Man, at that point, you got to underreport your income.
Yeah. Well, but then that's like tax fraud, so.
I think tax fraud is warranted in that case.
But yeah, that sucks.
You gotta start writing off a couple of things, right? That's how taxes work.
Yeah. I don't know. Talk to Hujan about that.
You gotta find a good accountant.
Where are we? What happened?
I just told a story about how then she has to actually pay him alimony. Just crazy.
Did you tell him why they split up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends how big the dog is.
I don't know the size of the dog, but...
I mean, you'd think that would have come up for discussion before the wedding.
That's true.
Right, yeah.
Are the girl's parents still around?
Yeah.
Gwen, they have taken care of the dog. Isn't that a proposal?
Yeah, but I think for her, it was her dog, so she wanted it to live with her. And I guess the in-laws were just very against that.
I don't know, man. If the dog's biting and, like, killing people, then shit.
I don't think the dog was, like, vulgar or anything by any means.
Dog,
like,
spoke?
Like, vicious, violent, whatever you want to call it, whatever.
Okay.
She's got a vulgar dog. She's rich, man. Like, what?
Yeah, shit. Gonna enter that.
Take that dog on the road.
Yeah. But, like, yo, if one partner has a... If one partner has a pet...
Yeah.
The pet beats up the other, like, partner. Is that, like, domestic violence or not?
I think it might be a step below domestic violence.
What?
Unless that pet is acting on orders from the other one.
But how would you prove that?
Yeah, you can't.
Shit, man. That might be giving people, like, another a loophole.
But then I wonder how that works. So if she has to pay him alimony because she's the higher income earner. But then I think she's trying to get custody of the child full time. So... The child would be in her care if she wins that. So then he would have to pay her child support, right? Because she's a full-time caregiver to the child.
I don't think so, because she's the higher income earner.
But I thought it still works. Like, even if you're the higher income earner, don't you have a duty to pay for the child to a certain degree? Like,
if you're the higher income earner, she is the higher income earner.
No, the one who's not. Like, it's.
I don't think so.
No?
No, it's based on your income.
But, like, still, you have a duty to your child to take care of it. Like, even if you aren't the highest income earner, shouldn't there be, like, some sort of child support you're required to pay?
So, let's say if it was the other way around.
Yeah.
The dad had full custody and he was the higher income earner.
Yeah.
Then would the mother have to pay child support?
I would hope so. Because, like, it's 50-50 both persons' child. You should be responsible for the finances equally. Like...
I don't know, when these NBA these athletes have these child support payments, they gotta, like, never hear the girl paying the NBA athlete child support.
Yeah, okay. Okay, fine. It's probably not a rule, but I'm just saying, like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like,
no, I think it's, well, I don't know, we're not lawyers or
anything. Yeah, yeah.
experts in any of this, but it just makes sense that if you're the higher income earner, you don't have, you know, if you're the lower income earner, mm-hmm. you don't have to pay child support. Look, just like you don't have to pay alimony.
Yeah.
Either way it is, you just need a good accountant to, like, you know, like under record your income for you. You know, that's what you need.
No, but then in that situation, you
gotta go to one of those shady plazas.
Yeah. In that situation, think about it, like, you're responsible for paying alimony, so taking care of that other person that you're not even with to maintain their lifestyle. Then you're fully financially responsible for the child, and that person has no responsibility.
But then, to a certain extent, then the alimony would be negated by the child support payments.
Yeah, then it could be, right?
But cancel it out, and everybody just keeps what they have.
But, like, does it work that way? Like, that's the thing.
And they want to suck you dry.
No, but see, that's the thing I'm saying. Does it work that way? Like, would her alimony payments be smaller because it would account for the child support? Like,
I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, Google is a good friend. We should use it more.
We need to actually get a divorce lawyer on.
Who the hell? Do we know anybody?
No.
No.
I don't even think I know anybody who actually got divorced. Well, I know one dude, but I know my friend's parents got divorced.
Oh, no.
Two of them.
So. How is he doing?
He's actually doing really good.
And the other one?
He's doing good too.
Okay.
They don't really care.
Ask him.
What?
Ask
him. Ask him what?
Like child support payments.
How would he know?
They're like 18. Yeah. They're like my age, man. They don't have child
support. They're not going to know those details.
No, of course not, man. They're not the ones who got divorced. Their parents got divorced.
Okay.
Can you, like, it's a joke. I'm not actually asking you to ask them, but could you ask your friends if their parents had to pay child support and alimony?
Yeah.
I have a friend who's divorced with a child, so I can ask her.
Yeah, exactly. So.
I'll ask her.
Figure this stuff out.
Yeah. Okay.
And in your case, mm-hmm. your friend Bindi, yeah. is she the higher income earner?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then ask her if she has to make child support payments. She wouldn't, because her child lives with her.
No, but not full time. I'll ask her how it works.
But isn't that how everybody is? Isn't it like?
But if it's it's split custody, why would you make child support payments?
But there's a thing. Like, let me talk to her about it. But
okay, can you call her now?
No, I can't. It's freaking so late.
My friend, I'm pretty sure his dad's like the guy who makes the most money, and he lives with his dad. So,
nice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Divorce sucks.
Yeah, I think you gotta iron that out, like, early on. You know, flatten it out, and then...
Do you know why they got divorced?
Who?
Your friend's parents?
I don't know. All he tells me is like, his mom's, like, parents were, like, bad people or whatever, and, like, his mom's, like, bad or whatever. The other, my friend, he's like, yeah, I was just pretty much neutral. They just didn't want to be together or whatever.
Oh, okay. Amicable.
Yeah.
I have a friend...
Yeah.
Who's, I'm not going to say names, but
yeah.
His, that's okay. I know somebody who's been divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we all do, yeah.
And yeah, I don't know what their situation is either. I'll ask my friend.
Man, you think back, our parents, people like age probably never heard of what a divorce was.
Some of them shouldn't have made it this far, these marriages.
You think that's a blessing or a curse?
Both. You have the blessing of, you know, like, it's a blessing for the kids that they grew up in a household with two parents.
Yeah.
But for the parents who probably just wanted to kill each other, mm-hmm. right, and they couldn't get divorced, it's tough.
But that's also negatively impacts the parents. If you have...
Kids.
Yeah, the kids. If you have parents that never get along, or you're seeing, like, domestic violence and stuff, like...
Like, I'm sorry, every household, every, you know... parent couple has you know,
disputes.
You know, they fight, they argue.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was little and my parents would argue, right?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, do you not realize how this is affecting us?
Oh, right? You would say that?
Yeah, I'd say that.
Okay.
And my mom would say, our parents fought, didn't affect us.
Okay.
So
see, my dad said one thing like that. He's just like, our grandparents, like, they never, his parents or grandparents, like, they never fought in front of them. He's like, you know, it obviously affects the children, right? But then they continue to fight in front of us. So I don't know how that works.
No, but that's like
that's
very...
That's some very forward thinking for that time period.
Exactly.
But see, though... Okay,
I don't think they fought at all. That's the thing, like,
though, that set of grandparents, like, they liked each other. They actually liked each other.
I don't think they were...
Yeah, and they were, like, they got along really well. So I think that's why my dad is, like, more... like relaxed and calm in the way he is. On the other side, where
just traumatic responses to everything.
They just didn't get along very well, other grandparents.
Thing is, for the most of the time, they didn't even live together because, like, grandpa's always, our mom's side, you know, grandpa's always, like, out and, like,
traveling for work. And, yeah. So, yeah. But I think, I guess, the times they were together, they weren't getting along. But then you can see that's why.
The herpes.
Shut up. No, but then you could see that that clearly had a.
Sorry, go on.
You see that clearly had an impact on the child. So yeah, my mom. Yeah, but then you could see that in her marriage.
Is the window open?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So hot in here. Turn this light off, man. It's fucking giving off.
No, I want, like, the light.
Three suns. Why? We're recording in a mic, so we're not playing.
You turn that one on, and that one probably makes a less heat, less waste energy.
Yeah. Oh, go on.
I don't like this. Turn that one on. Just turn that depressing. One.
And turn towards you now.
No.
I can already feel it cooling down.
Look, I'm don't sitting like next this to lighting. Three suns here. Don't do that.
Okay, this is better.
I don't like this.
This is a good. Just turn that on. It looks good. Trust me. How to turn no, you gotta. On. You gotta. Yeah, just turn it around. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Well, we're just sorting out lighting.
Press it three
issues.
Times.
Okay, this is better.
You press it again.
It's already so much cooler.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Yes, you were saying. Better?
No. It's like a legit setup now.
It's a legit setup now. Who knew we had to just turn the lights off? Okay, so yes.
I don't even know what I was saying now.
Your mom
thanks a lot.
Yeah, mom.
Post-traumatic stress because your grandparents weren't getting along.
Okay, whatever. So then you can see how in her relationship she's like the one who's initiating the arguments, right? That's how she was raised. In that environment, you see the impact.
What kind of wonders do you think therapy would do for our moms?
Ours, nothing.
No, you just. If she's open to it, it could just.
It's no, but that's the thing. They'll go, they'll listen, they're not going to implement anything. Like,
the thing is, they're not going to admit that anything's wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, on my mom's side, like her parents,
yeah,
they didn't get along.
Yeah.
Right? Because my grandpa wasn't the type of person who would get along with anybody. Right?
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure it was, like most relationships from that time, a domestically violent relationship. Right?
Yeah.
And then my mom says, well, that stuff happened in front of us. It didn't affect us. What are you complaining about? Right?
Yeah.
Of course it affected you.
Oh, really? Like, they saw that growing up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so messed up.
Yeah.
That didn't happen to, like, my grandparents, didn't it?
Well, one set liked each other. The other set wasn't around each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other set, I mean, like, I don't know if it was domestically violent. I don't know which way it would go.
It would be the other way. Yeah, it would be the other way, wouldn't it? Yeah.
You know, because I think they could, if it was like a fight, they could probably both handle each other. Like, it'd be, they're well matched up. But you think it's a good thing that divorce is up, or, like...
If it's not working, it's not working. Why stay?
But in Canada, can you, with like the cost, like, can you even get divorced nowadays? Is it even like possible?
Okay, so if only one spouse is earning money,
yeah,
and the other one isn't, and it's a toxic relationship, the person who's not earning money has to make a decision.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Can I take care of myself if I leave?
Yeah.
Or do I stay in this and just endure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Valid?
Yeah.
I just found out about somebody who beat up their wife and went to jail.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I had to find them a lawyer.
Did he get a good one?
Huh?
Did he get a good one?
Apparently.
What do you get?
Of the Arpangal.
Never.
You never heard of him?
No.
He's the OG, man.
Really?
Yeah.
But see, in these type of situations, we shouldn't help. We shouldn't be helping these people.
I just pointed him to a criminal defense lawyer. I didn't help him. I didn't...
Yeah, but you should be like, okay. Just stay out of it. Be like, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, but that's how the legal system works. You gotta work through the legal system.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but the system is flawed. Like,
we don't know what the outcome of his, like, thing is.
They're patching things up.
Oh, okay. Then I guess, yeah.
Patching things up is what I heard. Okay.
Ridiculous.
Listen, I don't think you should go to jail.
Why shouldn't he?
Listen, hold on. I'm not saying beating up your wife is correct.
Okay.
Right? But like, I don't, like, it's just people going to jail makes me uncomfortable. I don't think they should get back together either. That's stupid.
So then where's his consequence if he doesn't go to jail? How do you expect him to learn?
Okay.
Be like, oh, just beat up your wife over and over again, but you don't deserve jail. No, like, really?
No. Hold on. I think this guy's a fucking clown, okay?
Okay.
He needs to get smacked, right?
Okay.
If I was his friend, I would have fucking punched him, right? That's not the consequence.
Okay.
That's one of the small consequences.
Yeah.
But I think when you've been reported by your wife to the cops for domestic abuse,
mm-hmm.
and you are facing some serious consequences, and you've got to pay $30,000 for a lawyer to defend you, and you then, you know, patch things up and get back together with your wife, the threat of those impending consequences, if you do it again, I think I would hope would be enough for this person to not do it again.
But see, that's not enough.
That's not enough. So if he does it again, right, I would hope the girl calls the cops and he has to go through it again. And this time she doesn't take it back.
I think it depends on how, like, how frequent, how bad it is.
It's happened a lot.
No, but like, okay. Even if it happens once,
it's too much. It's exactly. Yeah, so I agree.
Even if it happens once, you should go to jail.
Agreed.
I don't understand.
Do people go to jail for domestic abuse? Like,
okay, I think if it's repeated and it was like multiple instances, like, sorry, and all, no, like,
you go to jail, but you go to prison for domestic abuse.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Because this guy went to jail, but like obviously he hasn't gone to trial yet for his thing.
Yeah.
Right. But for domestic abuse, do you go to prison? Is it a prison sentence, or is it like you pay a fine and do community service and probation?
No, it's not a criminal thing, so you'd have to go to prison.
Yeah, you'd have to go to prison.
If it's civil law, then
all right, it is assault and battery.
Yeah.
My bad. Okay, but, my bad. Apologies.
But why do you think they don't deserve to go to jail? Like, I don't understand what you think the consequence should be. Like,
I think it's
jail's a scary place, man.
Similar to a DUI.
It's not like you're going. Like,
it gives me like DUI vibes. Like, it's almost like the same thing, right? Like, let's say you like angrily push your wife and you give her a slap, and you know, in the heat of the moment, right? Maybe like a night in jail. You know, and then you stay separate for a week, you get some counseling, maybe something like that could work for, like, if it's just a small
if it's thing. like a small infraction. But if you're like fucking just beard or pulp, black eyes, broken orbital bones, dislocated shoulder, you go to prison. You go counseling, okay?
You spend
one night in jail, you sober up.
Okay, but let's be realistic. Someone got pushed. Like, that's not going to be enough to be like create a report. Yeah,
some people are...
Some people, they get scared straight, some people
get, you pushed me.
Okay, I don't think that's what this lady was...
No. This was different.
Repeated,
like 9-10 times. Right, so...
Yeah, so he deserves to go to jail.
Okay, fine. Yeah, it's okay. Yes. Okay.
It was, where's the consequence? Oh, he pay a fine, go live your life.
I just wasn't thinking that's true.
Yeah, but he is going to get off straight because they're getting back together, right?
Apparently, she has to miss the trial date for the case to be thrown out.
Oh.
So I guess they're going to work on that, maybe. I don't know.
Shit.
No, she should...
You should get her contact information.
She should go forward with the charges. Like, people like this are never going to learn. Like,
but in this case, he doesn't work. She's the breadwinner.
Oh.
So
what the fuck?
After the divorce, would she pay him alimony?
Yeah, that's actually a good question.
Well, if she should just go through the trial and put his ass in jail, then get divorced.
But then is he still entitled to alimony?
I don't know how that works.
Because it's a fob couple.
Yeah.
Fuck no, they don't have
a prenup.
Yeah.
They don't even know what a prenup is.
Yeah. Maybe likely. Under those circumstances, she can do a post-nup. Like,
post-nuptial agreement.
What if they get the marriage annulled, right?
It's too late for
annulled. No, they've been married for a long time. Oh.
How long can you do
I
thought that was only a few months or something.
It's a
short window.
I thought it was like if you're a virgin, you can do it.
Yes, that is one of the...
like if you didn't consummate the marriage.
That is one of the qualifiers. But
the thing is, how do they prove that?
Yeah.
You can't, if you have
children?
Like,
No.
Well, yeah. DNA test? I don't know.
No, it wouldn't work. Anyways.
Like, there needs to be a
blood test,
a mental impairment, inability to consummate a marriage. And I think within a prescribed time limit that you can get your wedding annulled. Or if it was entered into forcibly, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if you do like a marriage for like PR or whatever, then can you get that annulled too? Or no?
What would... What's your reasoning for getting
annulled? But see, the thing is, by the time your PR like actually comes through, it's going to be more than a few months. Yeah. That wouldn't even qualify.
Okay. Yeah, then you got to get divorced.
Yeah.
And at that point, it looks fishy.
Yeah.
Investigation. That's true. Yeah.
When people apply for their spouses to come to Canada and stuff.
Yeah.
The immigration department wants to see your text message and everything.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So they can verify that it's actually a legitimate relationship.
You think?
Son of nudes and shit.
Yeah. I guess Snapchat's not no good anymore.
All your nudes must be through WhatsApp, so there is a trail of breadcrumbs, or there's history. Snapchat, you know, 24 hours, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. You think that like PR marriages are the new like arranged marriages? Like, that's like, you know, like our parents were all like arranged marriage. You think in FOBs like PR marriages are like the new thing?
No, because aren't it a PR forever. Marriage? Like you just do it to get your PR, then you get divorced. And
they're not new; they've been happening since. I don't know.
Since forever, yeah.
Since day one.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People would marry their cousins and come to Canada for PRs and stuff and then get divorced.
Damn.
So.
I don't think we know anybody who got a PR marriage.
I know somebody
we know of,
who said, I don't care if a girl is blind or handicapped. I just want to go to Canada.
Okay, that's too much.
Wow.
Okay.
I also know a guy.
What do they think Canada is, man?
Heaven. And then they come here. And
then they hate their life.
And they hate their life.
Yeah.
I also know a guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know him. Like, I've met him a couple of times. So
yeah.
I mean, I don't know where he is now. His wife is, she's got a speech impediment because she's deaf.
Oh. Okay.
Right. And he married her because of Canada.
Okay.
And then he got to Canada and beat her up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with men?
Yes. But women get that probably too, right? Women probably do PR marriages.
Well, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Mm. It goes both ways.
Other communities probably do it too, right? We're probably not the only community.
I think everybody does it. Yeah. Everyone does it.
Why do countries like allow... why is that like a thing though?
What?
Why do countries want couples and not just single people? Like, why is it easier to get PR if you're a couple?
Population growth, probably.
Yeah, could
you come here, start a family, you're adding to the population.
Yeah, you're buying shit. Yeah, you're makes
buying
sense.
Shit, you're adding
buying
to
houses and all that. Yeah, yeah.
Makes sense. So basically, countries are trying to secure the bag.
Yeah.
Anything else?
What's next? Grab that phone off the floor.
Yeah, we just wrap it.
How long has it been?
I think we'll do one more.
Yeah, I think we can do one more.
All right, we have private jet bathrooms.
No.
O.J. Simpson.
What else?
Joe put desi resumes.
No. Hey, let me see that.
I read the resumes, so there he is.
So we've talked about alimony, your uncomfortable moving, Jim Keela subtitles. Yeah, I think we've pretty much touched on everything.
We can do the resumes next time when Herjot's on or something.
The thing, the reason I brought up the private jet bathrooms is I came across a video on Instagram today and it said some girl was talking to somebody in the aerospace field and said, tell me a fun fact about the private jet industry.
Yeah.
And the guy said, if you take a dump on a private jet bathroom, the pilot can smell it in the cockpit.
Oh, shit.
Because apparently that's needed. So the pilot has an idea of whether the plane's on fire or not, so they can smell any fumes.
Oh.
But I'm pretty sure, like, with the, you know, technological advancements, there has to be a better way.
Yeah. Right? There has to be.
I wasn't sure if that person was serious or it was a joke. But I looked at the comments and it seemed like they were serious.
Like, you know how cars have like a heat gauge?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they have like a heat gauge where probably. You can tell if it's on fire?
Yeah, or some fire detection system.
Yeah. Sprinklers? Yeah. Why don't they have sprinklers?
On planes?
Yeah.
Carrying that much water?
Yeah. It just adds weight. Work.
Wouldn't work.
Yeah. Piss? This piss was so fire, right?
Ew. Come on, what do you? Shut up!
I like the the innovation, but no, no.
Okay, would you rather die in a plane fire or get pissed on you?
I mean, I'd rather get like you know pissed on.
Some people are into that kind of stuff.
So. No, I'm not into that kind of stuff. But if the option is die in a fiery private jet crash or get a little bit of you know piss on my clothes to put the fire out. I'd go with that option.
There you go.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not trying to die in a plane fire.
Exactly.
I haven't even been on planes that much.
But what if it's like some like kinky Jeffrey Epstein private jet and
yeah.
fire, fire.
Ew.
Exactly.
Right? Disgusting.
So you don't know, so you can't have that either.
Okay. What if then you like, a dude took a piss, then yeah. Is that gay then?
Huh?
What? If a dude takes a piss,
yeah.
And then you get like a Jeffrey Epstein plane,
yeah.
He pulls the thing, you get a dude okay. piss on listen, it, is that gay?
Listen, you're on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. You have bigger problems. All right?
Yeah.
You're going to some island, and your name's going to be on a list. Stephen Hawking on his island, still one of the wildest things.
You think he raised the pride flag?
Who?
Jeffrey Epstein. Like on his island, you think he like celebrated that?
I doubt it. Looks like you are on your bed.
Gotta recognize some people sometimes.
My dad's been using Stephen Hawking as like, you know, like an example of just great achievement and innovation. I haven't had the heart to tell him that his name was on the Jeffrey Epstein list.
Does your dad know what the list is?
No. Oh. And I don't want to explain it to him.
Yeah. My dad doesn't even know who Stephen Hawking is.
Let's keep it that way.
Okay, should we wrap it up?
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks.